gentlemen, it is time to be quiet. Thank you. Welcome to the 2008 Stand-Up Comediathon! Featuring Bob the Jerkhead with special guest Marty McCluchet. Now everyone put your hands together for Marty McCluchet.
Greetings! Greetings! I'm so glad to be here at the 2008 Stand-Up Comediathon. Even if it was because the guy that was supposed to be here killed himself backstage just 10 minutes ago, I'm still very glad to be. Stop clapping. That's not a joke. So I went for a walk the other day, and my neighbor, slipped and fell on a sidewalk. And you know what I said to her? How was your trip to Sidewalkville? you guys probably can't see this, but I'm doing a really annoying arm-nudging gesture like I'm secretly begging you to laugh at my shade attempts at humor. So, I hope you like that. You know what? I was reading the newspaper the other day, and a thought occurred to me. What if a koala bear and a human had a baby, huh? Can you imagine that? How can you just imagine that? Hey there, koala baby. Do you like my bamboo hat? Hey? I'm eating it. Hey, I'm eating the hat there. Oh, man. All right, I got a couple more before I'm out of here. But you've been a great audience. You know, even that guy in the front row wearing the I Love USA shirt. If you love it so much, why don't you marry it? You know I'm just kidding with you, all right, sir? I'm totally kidding. But seriously, let's talk serious for a second. My mom, she had a heart attack last week, and it was sad. But, I got to thinking about it, I was thinking a heart attack? Hell, what does it do? Jump out of her chest with a machine gun and start opening fire? think about it. Attack heart. Oh, boy, yeah. Yeah, so, in other news, I was reading that,
And now, the one you've all come to see, Bob the Jerkhead!
Thank you! Thanks! Thank you! Oh, man! What a great crowd. Yeah, it's great to be back. Oh, thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, man. So, why did the chicken walk across the road? Because he was too drunk to drive. Oh, man. Oh, we got him. All right. Here we go. No. Alcoholism is not something you want to joke around about. I actually lost my brother a couple weeks ago to alcohol poisoning.
Oh.
And we thought it would be appropriate if we buried him in a flasket. No, my brother was a great guy. I miss him a lot. We had a lot of good times growing up. We both grew up in a fully white household, so you can imagine the racism that went on in there. Seriously, it got so bad that we all had to attend AAA meetings. Racism was bad, though. I remember this one time my stepfather was trying this new diet. And it was one of those diets where, all you could eat was rice. So he was eating a lot of black rice. So we were sitting at the dinner table one night, and I'll never forget what he said. He said, man, this black rice is so much better than the white rice. It was only 2 seconds later that I got kicked out of my own house for calling my dad a racist. Come to think of it, getting kicked out of my house was the best thing that ever happened to me. It's where I met my best friend, Pedro Juarez. He's Mexican. Hey, what do you call a Mexican who's been working out in the yard too long? A dirty Sanchez. Huh. I should really leave the Mexicans alone. Without them, we wouldn't have cheesy gordita crunches.
Oh,
that's the best thing Taco Bell has ever put together. Taco Bell only has 4 ingredients? They just mix and match it so much that it makes it look like they have a full menu. It's all the same. Not even the employees know what items they carry. Yeah, I went in one day to Taco Bell and ordered something that wasn't even on the menu. I said, yeah, let me get one of those Mexicano burrito chalupas. You know what the guy said? Would you like that in a combo with a soft taco? That was the best meal of my life, though. It was. You know, I like big meals, like Thanksgiving and holiday meals, the big ones. Yeah, holidays are coming up, actually. Christmas, my favorite time of the year right there. You know why? Christmas is the only day out of the year that everybody is nice to everybody. Yeah, yeah. You know, for example, there's December 24th. That's my birthday, by the way. It's probably some black guy threatening to burn down his neighbor's house and kill his kids, something like that. Get this. Christmas Day comes around, and he's over at his neighbor's house with a wreath and a can of eggnog, and they're just having a good time. He's probably saying something like, oh, come on, man, let's just put all this behind us, man. It's Christmas. It's Christmas, man. Let it go. Yeah, well, then comes December 26th, the day after Christmas, and that black guy's over there raping the neighbor's dog. Christmas is not an excuse. As you all know, I always end my routine with a volunteer from the audience. So, why don't we get that part going? Who wants to come on up here for my last bit, huh? Okay, how about you right there with the Capri Sun and the fanny pack? Come on, why don't you come on up here, man?
Oh, man, awesome.
Watch your step. Watch your wires. Oh, man. Well, what's your name, guy?
Jimothy.
Jimothy! Oh, man, I will bet you 10 Mexicano burrito chalupos that you've never had a girlfriend, huh? Let's just hope your last name makes up for the abortion you call for this name. What's your last name, guy?
Jimothy K. Whitwaller.
Whitwaller! Oh, you're making this too easy. All right, Jimothy K. Whitwaller. We're going to play Jerk Trivia.
Ooh, 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 ooh. I saw this on your DVD live at Scrotum Stadium.
Yeah, we're all pretty sure you know enough about scrotums. All right, man, here we go. I'm going to ask you a question. If you get it right, I will pay your way on the cheapest Arctic cruise I can afford.
Oh, yeah, man, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah, we'll see about that, man. Here's your question. What can get you out of a speeding ticket as well as prevent a 10th grade geometry pop quiz? You have 5 seconds, Jimothy.
What? 5 seconds ain't enough time, man. You usually give everybody else, like, at least 25.
All right, man. Hey, your time's up. Jimothy, your time's up, buddy. You wasted it all. So what's your answer, man?
Kindness?
Kindness! Oh, man, I gotta go, man. But thank you, everybody who came out tonight. It was a great time. Everybody give a round of applause for Jimothy K. Dick Swallower.